This is Molly Gamble, Vice President Editorial for Becker's Healthcare, with your daily news briefing. Today is Monday, March 1st, 2021. Here are the day's top headlines. Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID-19 vaccine should be available to eligible Americans by March 3rd, CEO Alex Gorsky said in a March 1st interview on NBC's Today. The FDA authorized Johnson & Johnson's vaccine February 27th, and on February 28th, CDC officially recommended the vaccine's immediate use. COVID-19 hospitalizations are continuing their fall, according to data from the COVID Tracking Project. Nationwide, about 47,000 people were hospitalized as of February 28th. COVID-19 testing volume has also fallen by 30% in the U.S. since early January, according to COVID Tracking Project data cited by the New York Times. The U.S. recorded fewer than 10 million tests in the week ending February 24th. That's down from nearly 14 million weekly tests in early January. Experts told The Times several factors may contribute to this decrease, including fewer virus exposures, less travel, and weather-related testing site closures. The House passed President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan early February 27th. The proposal is now headed to the Senate for debate this week. The relief bill doesn't include any direct targeted assistance for hospitals, and the American Hospital Association wants $35 billion in emergency funding for hospitals added to the package. The FTC has dropped its challenge against the merger between Jefferson Health and Einstein Healthcare Network, clearing the way for the two Philadelphia-based health systems to combine. The merger, which will expand Jefferson from 14 to 18 hospitals, is expected to close within the next 6 months, said Dr. Stephen Klasko, president of Thomas Jefferson University and CEO of Jefferson Health. Mayo Clinic recorded a net operating income of $728 million in 2020, which marks a 23.5% decrease compared to 2019, according to recently released financial documents. For the 12-month period ended December 31st, the 51-hospital system recorded revenue of $13.9 billion. That's a 1.5% increase from the same period 1 year prior. And finally, the Medical Board of California is investigating an incident in which a plastic surgeon appeared for a virtual traffic trial while a patient was undergoing a procedure in the background in the OR. You can find further information for each of these developments in today's Becker's Hospital Review newsletter, and be sure to check beckershospitalreview.com regularly for updates. Thanks for listening to the Becker's Daily Briefing Podcast.